At the office of Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt, I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports. And Mr. Mayor, once again, thank you for seeing me today.
I'm happy to be here with you, Rick. Happy to be here.
Thank you very much. And let's get started right away. Last time we talked about upgrades in the city, changing in the downtown area and so on, and purchasing properties. So what's the status of that now?
Yes, and certainly it's been a central part of my administration. The work we've been doing the last couple of years is to trying to continue the work in our downtown, revitalize our downtown area. And we have identified two properties that we think can be a big part of our future plans for the downtown, specifically trying to make an area that's a destination area to bring people to the downtown, to go to some of the great restaurants and shops that we do have downtown currently. So last week we closed on a property. It's 12 Washington Street. Washington is right off of Main. It's the major intersection off of Main Street. And it's the site of the old St. Paul's Church. And we purchased that last week from our it was from our community development funds. And that is we're looking at some different uses for that site, potentially a community center, maybe some city offices. We also need some additional space for city offices. But the big part of that property has 55 parking spaces. And that's a big deal in order to utilize that area. The other site we're looking at, and we've begun eminent domain proceedings on a property at 2 Washington Street. It's the O'Shea Building, also known as the Betancourt Furniture Building. And I'm going in front of the council on Thursday evening in order to get a vote to approve the request for eminent domain.
Okay.
So it's a, we think, two key parcels that will really play a big role in our future downtown.
Are there committees that have moved that forward for you?
Yes, I've gone to the Community Preservation Committee, which is the committee that I'm asking to fund the purchase of the O'Shea Building, the 2 Washington Street Building. I've also gone to the Community Development Authority here in the city to get the funds for the St. Paul's Building. So those two properties will be purchased not out of city funds, but out of grant and other city opportunities, which are very important because there is a lot of work that has to take place with those buildings. But we see the potential spot for a children's museum, collaboration with some of maybe the colleges in the area, and we think that could be a pretty spectacular place.
Excellent. I have the great pleasure of working with another Betancourt over at Peabody High School, but you mentioned Betancourt Furniture?
It's not, those must be the rich Betancourts because they're, it's not my family. You know, as many know, there are a lot of Betancourts in the city. You know, I'm related to many, and particularly now that I've become mayor, I think I'm related to even more, I found out. But no, this is, this building goes back 30, 40 years. There was one time a Betancourt Furniture, but not my family.
Oh, okay. The Sergeant Betancourt. Wasn't there a Peabody police officer?
There were a few.
Several. Okay.
Several, yeah.
In your family?
In my family,
okay.
Yes. My father, a couple of uncles, my cousin. Oh, yeah, there was
all
quite
right.
A bit of us.
Okay. All right. And in our pregame warm-up, you talked about before I get to that. So will that be adding another shovel to your collection over here?
I hope so. I'm hoping to add. I have 4 shovels. I'm hoping to add to that. And, yeah, to me, the shovels just represent projects, activity, moving forward, taking positive steps. So more shovels, the better.
Okay. All right. Now, what about the so-called pipeline?
Yeah, that's been a big issue in the city now, off and on for the greater part of a year. Kinder Morgan, which is affiliated with Tennessee Gas, they're looking to put a pipeline in West Peabody, right along the area over at Glen Drive, which is a very healthy, strong neighborhood. And I've been very strong in my opposition to the pipeline. Right now, the application is in with FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. I've been trying to get meetings with FERC to set up, and I've been unable to do so. FERC is not setting meetings up in this area to discuss this pipeline, but I have major concerns. First and foremost is the quality of life for the neighbors. The proposed pipeline is going to be very, very close to the backyards of a number of Peabody residents. We also have our bike path, Peabody Independence Greenway, which is very popular. That'll be dug up for the installation of this pipeline. But safety concerns as well. We have a quarry, very active quarry, Aggregate Industries, that is just, it's going to be literally feet from this pipeline and is blasting there every week. There's also the
blasting
Ipswich.
Next to a gas pipeline.
Next to a gas pipeline.
Okay.
There's an Ipswich River watershed, which is a part of our drinking source that is not too far from this proposed pipeline as well. So for many factors, I've been adamantly opposed to this. And, you know, there's a lot of money at stake. And, you know, a lot of times I feel that, you know, we're David versus Goliath on this when they're throwing so much money at this potential pipeline. But I think my job is to support our neighbors and fight for their quality of life. So I've been very vocal in my opposition.
What's the next step in the process?
The next step is it's being reviewed right now by FERC. And that review can take up to 6 to 9 months. I expect that we'll probably have a decision in probably by the summertime. We've been trying to meet with FERC. Again, they've refused. I have letters from them just saying that they're not going to have a meeting in the Peabody area. I wasn't even saying it has to be in Peabody. I was saying it could be in Danvers, Linfield, anywhere in this area because we're all affected. Peabody probably the most because it's right near a neighborhood. The last meeting was in Dracut. They did it on a Tuesday at 5 o'clock. And who can make it over to a meeting on Tuesday at 5 o'clock from the neighborhood? So that's been a source of frustration. But we're working with our representatives. We're working with there's a Peabody Citizens United group. That's a neighborhood group in opposition to this as well. It's led by Bob Croce. And it's something that we're just going to keep trying to talk about what's taking place in Peabody and see what we can do.
How's Peabody 100 coming along?
Peabody 100 has come along great. We're working on probably the biggest aspect to this is our parade. And that's probably what's required the most work. But we're getting bands, we're getting floats ready, we're getting all kinds of activities, a lot of fun. And we're obviously working on fundraising and things of that nature.
We just had our first, not a major snowstorm, but shovelable snow, I guess. And it leads me to ask you the question about emergency services in the city. I know some cities have a center where their communications are, police, fire, and so on. And I know that you have a phone hotline. So what's the status of that, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, we have an emergency management director, is at Chris Tai. Also works with our Peabody Fire Department chief, Steve Pasden as well. And we have our emergency services. Whenever there's an emergency, we meet at the Department of Public Services. That's on 50 Farm Ave. Beautiful building. It's kind of a central location in the city. And that's where we have all the equipment set up to handle our storms. We've had to meet there a couple times in the past. We were under a flooding warning back a couple years ago, and that's where we met to prepare for that, to organize and make sure all our resources are in place. But also major storms, major snow events, that's our meeting location.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you want to mention, Mr. Mayor, and coming up the next couple of weeks?
No, things are moving along pretty well. It's so much right now. I'm sure every mayor, town manager would say the same thing. So much of our work right now is just handling weather and being ready for snow, being ready for, you know, whatever the weather will bring us. So I'm hoping for the best. I can't go through another winter like last year, Rick.
None of us can. Contract negotiations in progress?
Yeah, things are actually going very well on that front. We've settled with the police department. We've settled with the fire department. We have preliminary agreements with our AFSCME units, which is all the city workers, DPS. We have our contract with the librarian settled, and I'm very hopeful that we're moving very, very well with the teachers.
Excellent. All right, that's Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.